Married at First Sight. Chapter 3145. Serenity took Sunny to Lewis & Co., and Sunny played in Duncan's office for a while. Thinking about going to FC Manor during the winter vacation, Sunny quickly asked Serenity to take him to the York Corporation to find Zachary. Duncan smiled and said, "Sunny, you just said that you like Uncle Lewis. Within 2 minutes of arriving, you were going to find your uncle." Duncan turned off the computer, stood up with support on his desk, walked 2 steps, and then sat in the wheelchair. He steered the wheelchair forward and said, "Let's go, I'll go too. Just in time, I have a project with you. Let's talk to Uncle." Serenity wanted to push Duncan, but Duncan refused her help. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Duncan, I switched to an automatic one, so I can steer it forward by myself. Serenity smiled. Brother Duncan, you should have changed to an automatic one long ago. Duncan, I switched to the automatic one a long time ago, and now I still can't win your sister's heart. Serenity. She also felt that Duncan was rough, had a carefree personality, and had no scheming ideas. She was wrong. How could Duncan be a person without scheming if he could build a Lewis & Co. and make the Lewis & Co. worth more than $10 billion? These big bosses were all deep-rooted and capable people. Sunny, come here, Uncle Lewis will hug you. Duncan didn't mind speaking out his secret words, and his relationship with Liberty was very stable. When he asked Liberty to go get a marriage certificate with him, Liberty no longer hesitated. Aside from that, chasing a wife always involved some tricks. Didn't Zachary also play tricks when chasing his wife? Sunny glanced at Serenity and saw that she had no intention of stopping him. He immediately happily climbed onto Duncan's lap and sat in Duncan's arms. Serenity opened the office door and allowed Duncan's electric wheelchair out. When Duncan came out, he took Sunny's small school bag and followed him. At the elevator entrance, they met a female client who came to discuss business with Duncan. The woman was about the same age as Duncan. She applied exquisite makeup to conceal her true age, making her appear very young. Wearing a woman's suit made her look smart and capable, and she came with her female secretary. The two of them saw Duncan as soon as they got out of the elevator. "Mr. Lewis." The customer greeted him with a smile and walked out of the elevator with his secretary. When she saw Serenity behind her, her eyes were dark and unclear, but she greeted Serenity politely, "Young Mistress York. Ms. Gerard." Serenity knew this woman and met her several times at banquets, as well as occasionally at the Wiltspoon Hotel. Most of the people in the business community were familiar faces. "Young Mistress York, do you recognize me?" Serenity smiled. "A strong woman like Ms. Gerard gives me a powerful feeling every time she appears. I am very impressed by Ms. Gerard. Strong women are not only smart and capable, but also quite strong. Her late husband left Ms. Gerard in charge of the company. After her late husband passed away, her parents-in-law were old and no longer had the ability to take care of the company. Her son was still young and could not take over the company, so she had no choice but to step in and take over the company's entire business. It turned out that she was just a wealthy lady who lived in a house, had clothes to put out her hands and food to open her mouth, and she didn't know much about business matters. After her husband passed away, she took over the company and suffered a lot of hardships and grievances. Fortunately, she finally stood up and stabilized her late husband's business, taking control of it herself. Chapter 3146. In a few years, she transformed from a wealthy lady who only knew how to spend money to a strong businesswoman. Ms. Gerard smiled. The young lady York is the one who is unforgettable. Serenity was the York family's eldest mistress. She did not have an outstanding family background. She only recognized her aunt after marrying Zachary. Although her aunt was Audrey, everything about the business had nothing to do with Serenity. It was just that she had one more person. Just the elders of her mother's family. It was truly a blessing, nurtured over 8 lifetimes, to be able to marry Zachary from a family background like hers. Everyone remembered her because she was able to marry Zachary without an outstanding family background and establish a firm foothold in the York family. Before she became pregnant, the outside world always said that Serenity was infertile, but everyone in the York family was protecting Serenity. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. The York family would tear apart anyone who dared to say something bad about Serenity. She heard that Zachary's biological mother didn't really like Serenity very much, but who dared to say that Serenity was not good at it? She could ignore her image as a mother-in-law and still fight to protect Serenity. Who didn't envy Serenity? Because of envy, jealousy, and hatred, everyone easily remembered Serenity's appearance. Ms. Gerard also once lamented that Serenity had a good life. It was Liberty who was jealous in her heart. Duncan liked Liberty despite her divorce and son. Duncan was not handsome enough. He had a scar on his face. He was a disfigured man. He was also rough and not as good as Zachary and Josh. But Duncan was capable and had tens of billions of assets. In Ms. Gerard's eyes, Duncan was a very good man. She no longer had a husband, and she also wanted to find a man to accompany her, but she was afraid that others would take advantage of her money. Although she had the final say in the family, she was still very traditional in her bones. She held the belief that her inheritance belonged to her husband's family and would eventually pass to her son. Her son's body bore the blood of her husband's family. She didn't allow the man she was looking for later to think about her late husband's family property. However, if she found a man with comparable financial resources and good character, she wouldn't have to worry about that person wanting her late husband's property. Ms. Gerard thought about Duncan. Before she could say anything, rumors circulated that Duncan was in love with Liberty, which Duncan's actions later confirmed. He really fell in love with this outrageous woman, Liberty. Ms. Gerard felt an unspeakable loss in her heart. This was the reason why her eyes were dim and unreadable when she saw Serenity. Without Serenity, Duncan and Liberty would never know each other. In fact, everyone was wrong. When Liberty met Duncan, Duncan didn't know that she was his friend's wife's sister, and Zachary was still hiding her identity at that time. The two of them met several times by chance, and Liberty also hit Duncan's car. Later, when he found out that Liberty was Zachary's wife's sister, Duncan complained to his friend that Liberty picked up his car to hit her. This made him drive a luxury car out cautiously, fearing that Liberty would suddenly appear and hit his car again. "Mr. Lewis, are you going out? We have made an appointment to meet and discuss." Ms. Gerard reminded Duncan that she can't leave now. They hadn't yet settled their business. Duncan said apologetically, "Ms. Gerard, I have to go to the York Corporation now. I'll ask my company's vice president to receive you. You can talk to him the same way." With that said, he was about to call the vice president. Ms. Gerard said, "Does Mr. Lewis want to go to the York family now? Let's wait for another day. We can talk about it another day." Ms. Gerard wanted to contact Duncan, but she didn't want to deal with the vice president. If the vice president really takes over, it will be difficult for her to find Duncan when she comes to Lewis & Co. End of chapters 3145 to 3146 of Married at First Sight. Please wait for the next chapters. Don't forget access website novelsaudio.com every day to update, and in the meantime, don't leave the website. You can listen to other famous novel titles such as Ex-Husband's Regret by Evelyn M.M., The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee L.H.Y.Z., You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith. And more.